Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, the former District A senator, beat his opponent, Democrat Albert Kukesh of Angoon, the former senator from District C. Stedman has about 65% of the votes cast. He says he's pleased to continue his work as a Southeast senator.
I'm very pleased that the folks in District Q decided to support me and send me back to, you know, to Juneau for another 4 years, you know, to continue to try to create some jobs and expand our economic base in Southeast. So it's nice to be reelected, no doubt about that.
Redistricting pitted the two incumbent senators against each other. The two had worked cooperatively in the Senate and ran a congenial race. Each touted his own record without denigrating the others.
Albert and myself worked together in the coalition for 6 years and helped each other on different issues throughout Southeast and other areas of the state. And I think that helped in how we addressed the campaign.
Kukesh has served 16 years in the legislature, 8 each in the House and Senate. Stedman has served 9 years in the Senate and is co-chair of the powerful Finance Committee. Stedman says he's not sure whether he'll continue in that role.
We'll have some organizational meetings over the next couple of days, and it really comes down to how many Republicans are elected out of Anchorage in that too, and how that dominant population center and deals with other areas of the state.
Stedman says that some of the issues that likely will come up in the next session are the state's oil tax structure and energy. He says he'll continue to work on hydroelectric expansion for Southeast. Southeast representatives will have to work harder to get support for projects.
But one of the bigger challenges that just inherently may come up is Southeast is going to have less representation after the redistricting than we had before. So just from the numeric side of things, it's going to be a little more difficult to move Southeast issues forward.
Kukesh says he knew the race was going to be an uphill battle.
I knew that 70% of the vote came out of Ketchikan, Sitka, and Wrangell, and that I only came into the district with 29% of my old district. I knew that Senator Stedman had a good constituency and a good following in those communities, and I guess I wasn't surprised when I eventually lost to him.
Kukesh says he remains interested in the issues affecting Southeast, and he now will work with Stedman as a constituent rather than a colleague.
I live in Angoon, Alaska. We have needs here in the community that I'd like to talk to him about, and I'd like to talk to him about where they're going with the coalition. I'd like to talk to him about other things that I'm still interested in. I think we have that kind of relationship, and that's good.
Kukesh says he has no plans for the immediate future.
I'm not going to decide about doing anything for a while. I'm old enough now that I can sit and just watch the sunset for a while.
The new Senate District Q covers most of Southeast Alaska with the exception of Juneau. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.